This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
On today's show, how to lose 100 pounds and overcome overwhelm. Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind, body, spirit system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. Inside Out Weight Loss is about the inner journey of outer transformation. It's about what you do on the inside so that changing on the outside is a piece of cake, so to speak. 'Cause come on, how many of us don't already know what we should be doing? I'm guessing that you could write quite the long list. I should be exercising in a different way or doing more of a certain thing. I don't stretch enough. I should be eating only fruits and vegetables. I should be a vegetarian. I should be eating only organic food, no sugar, no flour, yada, yada, yada. And yet, the next thing you know, face first into the Doritos. You gotta ask yourself, how could something with such an unnatural color have so much power over us? And simply, the answer is because, well, we give the power to it. We hand it to them on the plate and say, here, torture me, torment me. Now, of course, we don't do this purposefully. It just kind of happens when we start restricting and restraining and following diets and shooting ourselves. It's the natural consequence. So what do we do here at Inside Out Weight Loss? We unravel all of that. In fact, we go deeper, deeper beneath the surface of all of that struggle. That is like one mama mondo tax on our vitality and who we can be in the world. And we find a different way. We change at the level of craving. We change at the level of desire. You might even say that some of us change our very concept of who we are. We change it from someone who's flawed, someone who's weak, someone who's lazy, bad, to a concept of being someone who is inherently good, whose essence is good. I mean, if you really want to go on a limb, you could say, my essence is divine. And once we do that, make that little tiny adjustment there, well, then we add behavior change techniques. What do I mean by that? Does that sound a little jargony? Basically, we change our habits. Old habit, eat while standing up, go through the drive-through. New habit, feel good, centered and balanced in ourselves and eat what makes us feel the most good for the most time. And hey, this is just the big picture overview. If you want the details, go back to the beginning. Check out the prologue and all of the early episodes of Inside Out Weight Loss that you'll find at personallifemedia.com/Renee. I believe that they are all still absolutely free, so go grab them while you can, and you will find the foundation for lasting change. One piece of that foundation, by the way, is taking a few moments at the beginning of every episode to go ahead and drop inside, to become centered and present within ourselves, taking just those few minutes to dismiss the cares of the day They can wait just outside the door in the waiting area if you like, or they can go about their merry way as you become more and more present to and aware of your inner experience, getting a sense of the inside of your body. What does it feel like on the inside of your torso, in your midsection, in your heart, in your belly? Notice the sensations there, whatever they are. Simply notice with acceptance and kindness. If you feel movement, a particular temperature, whatever it is that's there, simply notice it. Become present to it. Your own inner experience is such a natural thing. You can tune into it at any time, anywhere, any place. It's always there, available for you. I particularly like to do it when I'm drifting off to sleep at night. You can take a deep breath, a deep filling inhalation, all the way down, down through your lungs, through your midsection, all the way into your belly. And on the exhalation, you can release any tension, any tightness, any concerns. Just let them go. It feels so good to just let it go, as you know that your inner experience is always available to you. That place beneath the worries, the concerns, the anxieties of the day. That place of stillness. And from here, you can allow an intention for this week's journey, for this episode of Inside Out Weight Loss, to emerge. An intention for growth, to serve your highest good, or for something more specific. Whatever it is, let it go, as it joins the flock of intentions from other listeners across space and time, creating a beautiful formation in the sky. I'd like to share with you a comment from Facebook listener Pat Mormon Suppinger, I hope I pronounced that correctly, who wrote, "Yours is my favorite podcast and has helped me lose 100 pounds. Thank you so much for all you do. I'm sure there are a lot of us out here who you have touched and don't even know. We all appreciate you." And thank you so much, Pat, for writing that. I am inspired. Losing 100 pounds is a BFD. Big friggin' deal. Can we all just say, well done? I feel like I'm in a Weight Watchers meeting. Hooray! But honestly, that's pretty darn impressive, don't you think? Now, I haven't asked Pat exactly how she did it, how she thought about it before she started, but I can tell you that if you're in a position where you think, okay, I need to lose 100 pounds, it can be pretty overwhelming, pretty daunting. Like, oh my God, I'll never finish. And if you think that way, it's a pretty darn good way of scaring yourself off from even starting. And yet, obviously, it can be done. Have you heard the old joke, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And in fact, that's so true for so many of us. How do we eat enormous and impressive volumes of food in a single sitting? One bite at a time. How do you gain 100 pounds? One bite at a time. You break it down. If you're an overeater, and if you eat impressive quantities of food, as I have been known to do, you don't, I mean, at least I didn't, I haven't met people who do this, you don't think, oh my God, I'm going to eat a whole bag of groceries. I'm going to eat that whole cake. I'm just going to have the pint or half gallon of ice cream all in one go. Why not? I mean, maybe if you're an Olympic athlete, you think that because you need it. I forget how many calories they said Michael Phelps eats in a day, but it's an impressive number. And that is a different story. But the rest of us mere mortals, we certainly never set out to eat huge volumes of food, do we? Especially volumes that we don't need, that are going to overfill us, make us feel uncomfortable and lethargic, give us a food hangover. No, we say to ourselves, I'll just have one bite. I'll just have one bite of the cake. I'll just have one bite of that dessert. It looks so good. and you have it and you think, oh, that was really nice and nothing happened. So, you know, maybe I'll just have one more bite. I'll have a little sliver. I used to eat, you know, half a cake sliver by sliver, not once thinking to myself, oh, I'm going to eat the whole thing. We just divide and conquer, so to speak. So it's really interesting to me how easy it is for us to do that when we're thinking about overeating, when we're convincing ourselves to overeat. And yet, let's look at the flip side. When we think about making changes, about becoming naturally slender, being fit and healthy, starting an exercise program, we think, oh my God, it's too much. I have too much weight to lose. I've got too many bad habits to change. I've got too many pressures in my life. My diet is a disaster. My body is a toxic waste dump. I will never succeed. It's way too much. Well, then we look at it, this big old hunk of stuff to do, this overwhelming, daunting task. But what if we applied our own strategy, our own eat a lot of food strategy, the other way around? We flipped it inside out, if you will. And I want to explain a little bit more how to do that right after we take a break. You're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and we'll be right back. Do you sabotage yourself every time you get started with a new weight loss program? Then perhaps it's time to sabotage your self-sabotage using a guided journey available at reneemethod.com. That's reneemethod.com. reneemethod.com. And by the way, I've had to remove the Inside Out Weight Loss Workbook from sale. But something even better is in the works. A more comprehensive step-by-step program will be available as a book coming soon. I can't wait to share it with you. We're back now. Before the break, we were talking about flipping our overwhelm inside out. I remember one of my very early clients at a group program I did at a local corporation. She was a good 100 pounds overweight and completely addicted to chocolate. She was famous among her friends for her love of chocolate, and she would get chocolate on all sorts of occasions, birthdays, Christmas. People would bring her bags of chocolate. And she would eat them. In fact, once she said to me, you know, I don't like it when people bring me fancy chocolate because I'm not into that. I don't want to waste it. I'm into the volume of it. It's Hershey's Kisses for me. That was such an insight for me when I realized that alcoholics, compulsive overeaters, it's very different from being a connoisseur, you know? Connoisseurs savor and taste and enjoy. And the conditions have to be just right for maximum enjoyment. Whereas compulsive overeaters, people who are significantly overweight, it's not about savoring and enjoying the experience. It's about volume. Most alcoholics aren't drinking Dom Perignon, I can tell you. But alas, that's another story altogether. So she had gotten herself into this situation where it was so difficult for her to move around that she couldn't even motivate herself to vacuum her living room. She was a stay-at-home mom, her kids had left the nest, and all she wanted to do was keep her house tidy, but she just didn't even have the energy for that because she felt so tired and lethargic in her body. And I asked her how she got that way. And she said, well, it didn't happen all at once. It happened gradually, bit by bit over time. I did a little less exercise, moved a little less. and I would eat a little bit more, and then I really wouldn't want to move very much, so I would rest some more, and then while I was resting on the sofa, I would have some more chocolate. And then I started developing these aches and pains, and moving became more and more difficult, so it became less and less active and more sedentary. And because I had all this time, well, I would eat the chocolate, which was one thing that I really enjoyed. And so it wasn't one day to the next that she became almost immobile and 100+ pounds overweight. It took time to get her there. It took a gradual process, like a downward spiral. And she felt completely overwhelmed because she thought, gosh, I have so far to go. I'm supposed to exercise and I can't even vacuum. And sure, if you look at it like that, it seems really overwhelming. So we did a little bit of work. In particular, we did this very cool process to release her emotional enmeshment with the chocolate, because it was kind of like a lover in her life. So we got her whole and feeling really good in herself. And I said to her, you know how you're going to change your life around? You're going to change it one easy, small step at a time. Just the way that you got this way, you're going to get back. You're going to walk back the same path that you took to get here. So that means that you're going to eat a little bit healthier. You're going to do a little bit of movement. And that little bit of movement is going to make you feel a little bit better. And feeling a little bit better is going to give you the energy and the motivation to do something nice for yourself, like shop for and prepare some vegetables. And that's going to have you feeling pretty good. I'm not saying there won't be setbacks, but you're going to do, when you have a setback, you're going to do a little bit of movement and feel even better, and you're going to self-correct from that. And each step is going to bring you back up that spiral, and all of a sudden, before you know it, the old downward spiral is going to reverse directions and start moving the opposite direction, going from down. Now it's going up, it's spiraling up in this beautiful, gentle, step-by-step process that is self-fulfilling, self-energizing, especially if you focus on your progress and you see your progress as big, bright, and beautiful, and your slip-ups and mistakes become small and gray and insignificant. Just little pebbles along the path that are part of the path. In fact, they make up the path. And before you know it, you got this upward going vortex that is feeling good because all of the good things that you're doing for yourself are making you feel even better and wanting to do even more good things for you. One little step at a time. So how do you lose 100 pounds? One self-honoring moment at a time. One act of self-renewal at a time. That's all it takes. Because you see, if your goal is way out there in the distance, this tiny speck, oh, when I lose 100 pounds, when I lose 50 pounds, then I'm going to be happy. Then I will have achieved my goal. Gosh, that's a long way away. Hard to stay motivated for that, especially when you are staring carbohydrates in the face. I mean, think about it. Far off, tiny, distant goal versus immediate gratification? Come on. We got to bring your goal into the present moment. We got to make what you do achievable and energizing and self-renewing on a daily basis. What do you want to do on a daily basis? You want to do two things. If you want a goal, and we all like goals, goals are fun, let's make it a daily goal. Two things you got to do. Number one, every day, renew. Renew yourself in some way. This is self-correcting level one. Do something each day that feeds your spirit, that makes you feel good. Go for a walk. Listen to some music. Have some quiet time of reflection or meditation. Be with some friends that really energize you. Spend time in nature. There are so many different things that you could do. And the only requirement is that these are things that when you do them, you feel renewed. You feel better for having done them than for not having done them. Every day, how did I renew today? Did I laugh? Did I genuinely connect with someone? Every day, number one. Number two, redo. These are the two R's. Renew and redo every day. Redo. Now, there's a lot that goes into the redo. In other words, a redo, which is a classic inside-out weight loss technique, by the way, is simply going over experiences that you had, ways that you behaved during your day, and thinking to yourself, well, would I like that to be even better next time? Would I like to redo it? And if the answer is yes, and please just do one of these a day, not about redoing your entire life every day. One is more than enough. Just redo it in your mind. Imagine being the way that you would like to be in that situation, feeling the way that you would like to feel, so that the next time a similar situation comes up, and trust me, there'll be a next time, you've got a new blueprint in your brain, a new pattern in your person, a new model in your mind. That's it. And that's how you can evaluate yourself. Did I renew? Did I redo? Check, check. You're getting better every day. Even if you screw up, you can't not succeed with that plan. And then you can make it your goal to string together 2-3 days where you renew and redo each day, a whole week. See how long you can go. One tiny step at a time. And that, my friends, is how you lose an elephant. That brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. Visit my website at reneemethod.com, reneemethod.com, to purchase transformative downloads that will accelerate your progress. And you can also friend me on Facebook. I'd love to connect. I'm there as Renee Stephens, Stephens. This is your host, Renee Stephens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to develop and share your abundant, that means a lot of them, soul's gifts, because there's a lot of giving to be done, especially when you give to yourself first. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.